A second recall effort has been launched against State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's Friday, March 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Green Bay Packers are in the middle of a big contract dispute, but it's not with a star player. And a Madison-based company is suing over retirement losses for its current and former employees. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A second recall effort has been launched against State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Rich Kramer reports it's driven by the same people behind an ongoing recall attempt, which appears to be short of signatures.
Burlington resident Matthew Snorek filed paperwork with the Wisconsin Elections Commission Wednesday. It states Voss should be recalled for his, quote, tacit support of the Chinese Communist Party. It also accuses Voss of having a lack of election integrity and says he disrespected constituents by calling them whack jobs, morons, and idiots. Those comments from Voss were directed at Snorek and others behind the initial recall attempt. Voss is challenging that effort, accusing organizers of turning in petitions with fraudulent signatures. A lawsuit tied to the first recall attempt is still pending in Dane County Circuit Court. The Elections Commission has also asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to clarify which voting maps should be used for a potential recall. For the new effort to move forward, the petition must be turned in by May 28th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's in-state undergraduate students could see a tuition hike of 3.75% in the fall. The proposal will be considered by the Board of Regents next week. System President Jay Rothman says the increase is necessary given the university's economic situation. Rothman says even with higher tuition, Wisconsin schools are still the most affordable in the Midwest.
We will remain vigilant on college affordability, as it is critical to ensuring our students can take advantage of the unlimited opportunities offered by the Universities of Wisconsin.
This year, tuition increased 5%. It was the first increase in 10 years, and it came after the state lifted an in-state tuition freeze originally put in place by Republican legislators in 2013. Negotiations between the Packers and the city of Green Bay to extend the lease for Lambeau Field have stalled. The Packers' lease runs through 2033, with options to extend it for another decade. The Packers reached out to the city more than a year ago looking for a long-term extension. But both sides have not been able to reach a mutually beneficial agreement, and the city has now paused those discussions. Aaron Popke is the team's director of public affairs.
The Packers feel we're waiting for the city to give the team a counterproposal. We've made 3 written proposals, have not received a counterproposal.
Because negotiations have stalled, the Packers have now paused $80 million worth of stadium renovations that were set to take place this summer. A Madison-based company is suing over millions of dollars in retirement losses. Sarah Lear has more on the complaint filed this week by the insurance and administrative services company, NewGen.
NewGen's lawsuit accuses MassMutual of breaching its contract by ending its agreement to oversee retirement investments for NewGen employees. That decision came after NewGen announced mass layoffs in 2022. NewGen says hundreds of current and former employees lost a total of $3 million when MassMutual liquidated their funds and paid out a depressed market value. Retiree Cindy Griffiths says she lost $130,000 overnight.
That was a plan that was supposed to be a conservative place to put my money. I'm 68 years old, and I don't have a high risk tolerance.
A MassMutual spokesperson says while the company empathizes with workers impacted by unfavorable market conditions, MassMutual did nothing wrong. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear from a woman who's taken on multiple caretaking roles in her life in today's episode of Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a Madison business owner. It's part of a series we're airing this month on women in southern Wisconsin in partnership with Midwest Mujeres.
Shadera Kilfoy Flores of Madison says she's often felt like a caretaker.
Well, I'm a mom. I'm a community member of a number of different communities.
That includes working with young people in Madison.
There's a lot of mommying that I do behind closed doors, mostly to LGBTQ, Black and Brown youth who, for whatever reason, may not have supportive parents at home.
Plus, you can add artist, garden organizer, and chef to that resume. She told me about this as part of a storytelling partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. Kilfoy Flores has always been politically active, but there was one incident in Madison that changed everything for her.
Yeah, it's a hard one. My neighbor was killed by a police officer, and he wasn't just a neighbor. He was a family friend. He was a friend of my daughter's. He was a son of friends of mine.
That friend was Tony Robinson Jr., the 19-year-old shot and killed by a Madison police officer in 2015.
And it's been very, very hard to see the snowball of damage that his death has created.
Robinson's death sparked widespread demonstrations in the city. The Dane County District Attorney did not press charges against police officer Matt Kenny, who fatally shot Robinson. The family has worked for years to try to change that. Kilfoy Flores and her daughter, Serena Flores, channeled their grief by participating in the protests. Then, Serena got arrested at a demonstration outside her high school.
You know, she cried about the loss of freedom and that she had never felt so degraded and scared all at the same time. And I don't know that you ever heal from having your freedom taken away.
The charges against her daughter were later dropped. But this moment, paired with the shooting, made Kilfoy Flores want to do more. So she joined Madison's Police Civilian Oversight Board, the first of its kind in the state.
But the biggest difference is that Madison now has our very first independent police monitor.
The board works with that monitor and makes recommendations around police use of force and discipline. Kilfoy Flores is now the chair, and one of her goals is to create a safer community for civilians and officers.
I'm hoping that this can be a sustainable tool for accountability, but also for creating a bridge for community to be able to have more input in how we're being policed as well.
Kilfoy Flores has big goals. Once her time with the Police Oversight Board is up, she'd like to focus her attention on creating local, state, and federal legislation surrounding police accountability. And in the meantime, she hopes to encourage others to stand up for the issues they believe in.
Be the change that you want to see. If you see that something needs to happen, sometimes you got to make it happen yourself. We cannot always depend on others making the changes that we want. Sometimes you got to get off your duff and make it happen.
Shadera Kilfoy Flores told us her story as part of a partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. We've partnered with the organization to share stories of women who live in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.
And that'll do it for this Friday, final Friday in the month of March. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be back in your podcast feed again Monday morning. Until then, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.